So Aussie, barefoot preacher. All right, go for it, man. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. Angus have a heavy bit this week, but just know that he wanted to do this. So would you let him now do it in a way that is pleasing to you? I know, Lord, he knows it's not about him, but it's about his expression of love to you and to be able to share your good news to others. So pray that the word will go out impactfully, that the anointing will be strong in his heart and mind so that he speaks the very oracles of God. We also pray, Lord, for us listening, that you anoint our hearts and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying through Angus, in Jesus' name. Go for it, man.
G'day, everybody. How are you? It's good to see you all. Nice to be back after a long Christmas and New Year's. I hope you've all enjoyed holidays if you got them. So I didn't, that's why Toby was saying my week was long. But that's all right. It's good. It's good to be back and I'm feeling good. So, all right, I want to start off by sharing from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 to 8. It says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Now, I've started off with that because today I'm going to speak about God's good timing. And in that, I believe that that very well sums up that God has a time for everything. There is nothing happens in our lives, nothing can happen, will happen, does happen without a reason, without a time. And I think that's pretty cool because it means that I actually don't need to worry. And you don't need to worry because God's already got it. Something may happen and it's like, why is this happening? I don't understand. But he's got it. It's in his plan. And as it says all throughout that that passage, is that there is a time. So as I start to, I'm just going to share a couple of testimonies. And as I start to share that, I invite you to, so I'll just reiterate, that was Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8 that I was reading from. I invite you to maybe look at that and just see, Lord, what time am I in this space? So I finished my apprenticeship mid last year. When was it? I think in July last year was when I finished, end of July last year. And I was quite annoyed at that because I should have finished 6 months earlier. So, you know, the timing just, it wasn't in my timing. I wanted to get out of the workplace I was in and into a new one. But hey, that was what it was. But at that point in time, as I was going, Lord, I just need to start to get out of here now because, you know, this work isn't for me. This isn't the place I want to be anymore. I've done my 4 years here. I should have my qualification by now, and I want to move on. I just started getting text messages. I don't even know how, but I got text messages from this random guy saying, hey, there's a job out at Wingfield for the amount of money that you want to do it for, and, you know, do you want to do it? And I was pretty skeptical at first, and I'm like, I don't know. But eventually I took the job, and that got me out of where I was. But it was the perfect time from when I finished my apprenticeship to this guy messaging me. So then from that job, I was there for a week, and then they had 4 weeks of shutdown. So I basically was just doing maintenance on all the machinery in a big plant. And at the end of that, I was also, or throughout that period of time, I had also had another job in the running set up at Port Augusta. And that was working for Kalari and working on trucks. And it was kind of like, I seen the job on Seek and I went, Lord, this is the job I want to do. This is where I want to be because I wanted to do week on, week off work. It was the amount of pay that I wanted to get paid, and they were providing accommodation. I'm like, God, this is the job I want. Please give this to me. And right when I finished that 1 month of shutdown work, the door was opened, and I was offered the job at the place I did the shutdown work as full-time, but then I was also offered the job at Port Augusta, so I took the Port Augusta job. When I was at Port Augusta, I thought it was fantastic for about a week. And then I'm like, yeah, this ain't it, boss. This ain't it. It was not great work, not great people, but I went, no, God, you open this door for me. This is what I asked for. I'm going to stick it out. So a couple months in, and I went, okay, no, this is definitely not it. I can't hack it anymore. I need to move. And so I went, okay, God, I want to make sure that this is in your timing. I'm doing your thing. And I felt God specifically say to me, no, give it another week. Don't contact the place that I was in Wingfield. I was going to see if I could get the job there back. He said, no, give it another week. So I'm like, okay, God, I'll give it one more swing. When I come back, if it still sucks, then I'm going to call the Wingfield place, see if I can get that job back. Waited a week, next week, call up Wingfield. Hey, can I have a job? Because I don't like it where I am. And then they go, oh, mate, if you called us a week earlier, I would have given you the job on the spot. And I went, are you kidding me? My heart sank and I was distraught nonetheless because I felt trapped then. I was like, I was starting to panic. I used to get anxiety attacks, but I've been set free of that. I don't get that anymore. But I actually started to feel that creeping back in. And in that moment, I had to go, God, you need a... Sorry, it's been tough. But I went, God, you need to come in here. And you need to move. You need to do something. I can't stay here. This hurts. Sorry, God is good, and you'll see why in a sec. I promise. There's a point to this. There's a point to this. Oh. That day after I was going to God, I need you to do something. Out of nowhere, I got a call from this random bloke going, hey, have you ever heard of Lauchy Flour Mills in Strathalbyn? I live in Strathalbyn, about 200 metres away from Lauchy Flour Mills. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Why? And he goes, oh, well, we found your profile on Seek. Didn't even know I'd left it up there. But he goes, we found your profile on Seek. Seen you've moved to Strathalbyn recently, or you're in Strathalbyn. Are you still there? Are you still looking for a job? I'm like, oh, it depends. He goes, well, do you want to be the plant engineer? And I went, excuse me, what? He goes, do you want to be the plant engineer? I'm like, yes, I do. So anyway, long story short of that, a couple of weeks later, I started my job 200 metres from my house now, so I'm not doing week on, week off. I'm at home every night. I get to see my lovely fiancée all the time now, and my brother and the rest of my family too. But if I had called Wingfield 1 week earlier and I got the job there, I wouldn't be at Strath at the moment. I'd be at Wingfield working. And albeit it was a good job and I would have more than likely been happy there. That's why I wanted to go back. But I would have missed the boat. But God specifically said to me, no, wait a week. And at the same time, there's so many other things as well I'll quickly run through. In that time, Alice just randomly started talking to me again. And we were talking for 2 weeks, and then we're like, all right, let's start dating again. We started dating 2 weeks later. God goes, all right, get down on one knee, and so I did. And again, that's all God's timing, because it was only about a month before that where I finally went to God. I finally went, okay, God, I'm not chasing. I'm not trying to find a wife anymore. I'm not trying to find a girlfriend because, Lord, you've got it, and I have to completely give this up. And as soon as I did, a month later, Alice shows back up. And it's God's timing. As soon as I let go, he steps back in. And one more. My mum, Melanie, and Richard, when they got married, and I have permission to share this, by the way, they went, all right, let's decide on a date. Before we go any further, we need to choose a date. So they both went away, prayed about it, came back, picked a date. Turns out, when they looked for the venue they found and they wanted it, that was the only date available. The music man that they wanted, the dude that did all the guitar and the singing, was the only date that he was available. The food, the only date they were available. The coffee that mum had there, that was the first weekend that this guy had his coffee van all set up. So everything, and the weather. It was the only good weekend of weather that happened in that period of time too. So God gave them that date and that time, and all in his perfect timing. So Galatians 6, it says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And in Isaiah 54, it says, the eternal covenant of peace. Sing, O barren one who did not bear... Oh, sorry, actually, I didn't mean to read that, sorry. It says, Isaiah 54, verse 2, it says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Now, in that passage, it is talking about something slightly different as I started to read there. But in our place and time, we can only see so much. We can only see, this is where I am right now. Like when I was at Port Augusta, Lord, where do I go? What do I do? I could only see to here. My vision literally felt like it stopped in front of me and I could do nothing, go nowhere. But God had a plan. He told me to wait, and his timing perfectly picked up so I could be in the place that I am now. And so many things have snowballed from that, and it all just lines up perfectly. So I just want to read Ecclesiastes again, and I just want you to sit and think about, okay, whereabouts am I in this? It says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to cure and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather them together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. So I'm just going to pray now. So Lord, I just thank you for your wonderful works. Lord, that there isn't anything that we can see sometimes. There's nothing that we can do, but you have a plan. And Lord, we are in the position we're in. We are where we are because you have a timing for the next season in our life, for the next step in our life, Lord. Whether that's getting a new job, a new house, a new partner, a new car, whatever that is, Lord, I just ask that you would just highlight that to everybody here right now, that they would see what is the timing in your life right now that God is working on. So, Lord, as you've done it for me, would you do for everybody else, Lord? Would you bless everybody here that they would see your timing and trust you the way that I trusted you, Lord, to know you the way that I know you, so that everybody here can step into the things that you have of your you have allowed me to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I have the worship team back up, please? So I invite you all to stand up as we continue to worship God.